Let's jump then into the men's pregame coverage. The Concordia men are 6-3 this season, 2-3 in the GPAC. They have losses to Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan and Dakota Wesleyan. The Bulldogs have lost two games in a row. In spite of that, they have moved up in the national ratings. They are now the third team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, basically, in the poll. They are in the receiving votes portion of the poll. Concordia scores 87 points, allows 79. Bulldogs grab 41.1 rebounds per game and allow 36.6. Concordia is out shooting teams 47.6 to 41.3. Jamie Pearson scores 23.4 points per game for the Bulldogs on 54.9% shooting and has made 19 of 52 shots from the three-point line, and he grabs 4.3 rebounds per contest. He is a transfer from Wayne State College in Wayne, Nebraska. Chandler Folkert scores 15.4 points and gets to 6.7 rebounds per game. Robbie Thomas is good for 13.3 points per game and 8.2 rebounds with 2.1 assists. Thomas has scored 888 career points. Eli Ziegler and Micah Colway score 9.3 and 7.4 points per game, respectively, for the Bulldogs. For the defenders, they're 7-5 this year, 3-2 in the conference. They have a pair of two-point losses in the league to Midland and Morningside, both coming on the road. Dord College has won four games in a row. Those victories have come over Oglala Lakota, Tabor, Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings. Last three wins have come over teams ranked in the top 23 in the most recent NAI division poll. The defenders are averaging 86 points per game. They allow 78.6 points per contest and out-rebound teams 44.3 to 34.2. Nathan Rindles leads the team with a 14.7 points per game average. He also grabs 6.4 rebounds and has a team-high 57 assists in 12 games played. Leighton Sampson is scoring 14.2 points per game with 4.3 rebounds, and he makes 62.4% of his field goal attempts. Brian Sumner scores 9.8 points per game with 22 of 60 success from the three-point line. Dalton Franken returned to the lineup a week ago after a four-week absence. He's averaging 9.3 points per game. Andrew O'Donnell is scoring 8.7 points and grabs 4.8 rebounds per contest. Alec Henriksen is good for 8.8 points per game. Grant Harkness takes in 5.8 rebounds and scores 6.7 points per game, while Taylor Feenster and Austin Bykirk are averaging 7.0 and 5.8 points per game, respectively. The Concordia men lost a 92-80 decision to Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. Pearson and Thomas each had 20 points. Colway added 14. For the Dort College men, they were in control in most of their game with Hastings. They held on to win 95-92 on Saturday. The defenders took advantage of a 29-40 free throw shooting performance and had a 47-41 rebounding edge. Nathan Rindles scored 25 points, had 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. That led the way to a Great Plains Athletic Conference Hoffman America Sports Player of the Week honor. Leighton Sampson had 16 points. Andrew O'Donnell put in 12 points with 4 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Concordia Bulldogs, number four is Jamie Pearson, a 6'2 senior from Ypsilanti, Michigan, averaging 23.4 points per game. He's the gas in the engine that makes this team go. Eli Ziegler is a 6-foot junior from Littleton, Colorado, averaging 9.3 points per game. Robbie Thomas, 6'7 senior from Shawnee, Kansas, averages 13.3 points per contest. He is a bit of a do-it-all player for the Dort College, for the Concordia Bulldogs. He is averaging 13.3 points per game. Micah Colway is a 6'3 senior from Seward, Nebraska, averaging 7.4 points per game. And Chandler Folkerts is a 6'8 junior from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 15.4 points per game. Concordia can go big if they want. Nathan Tonjes is a 6'7 sophomore. Max Wagner is a 6'9 junior. Both of those players will come off of the bench. They're averaging between 4 and 5 points per ballgame. For the defenders, it'll be Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 8.7 points per game. Nathan Rindles is a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 14.7 points per outing. Dalton Franken's a 6'5 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 9.3 points per game. Grant Harkness is a 6'5 freshman from Westminster, Colorado, averaging 6.7 points per outing. And number 43 is Leighton Sampson, a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 14.2 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 freshman from Spirit Lake, Brian Sumner, a 6'2 junior from Ankeny, Austin Bikerk, a 6'7 freshman from Jenison, Michigan, Patrick Nabli, 6'2 junior from Sauk Center, Minnesota, and Taylor Feenstra, a 6'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa. Off of the bench, Henriksen averaging 8.8, Sumner 9.8, Bikerk 5.8, Feenstra 7.0, and Patrick Nabla 1.7 points per game. Dort College in their road black jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed in white for the Bulldogs, home whites, and those dark blue numbers and lettering. Almost a throwback jersey with the cursive script across the front for the Concordia Bulldogs. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs getting set for the men's portion of our battle this evening. Taking care of some final housekeeping duties, and we are set for basketball. Folkerts will jump it up against Harkness. Brooks Wells to toss it up for the officiating crew. And the opening tap controlled by Dort College and Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes it right side over to Rendles. Rendles looking down low for Sampson. Instead, top of the key, comes back over to Franken, goes to O'Donnell deep in the left corner. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it to Rendles. Rendles to Franken. Franken in the corner, O'Donnell, 12 to shoot. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball. And the Bulldogs will toss it in. They get it into Jamie Pearson. Pearson passes left side. This is Colway looking for Thomas. Instead, right side, Folkerts. Folkerts to Pearson. Pearson with it on the wing. Pearson comes back. They go down low to Folkerts. Folkerts able to back down underneath and backing Sampson down underneath the basket. And the Dort College defenders trail it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Chandler Folkerts averaging 15.4 points per game. He's a big body that you've got to contend with. He's a 6'8 junior from Milford, Nebraska. Foul called on the play against Concordia's Micah Colway. That's his first. Our officiating crew tonight in Seward, Nebraska, Brooks Wells, Ron Jackson, and Sean Johnston. Pass goes left side over to Rendles. Rendles taking it in against Pearson. Pass is deflected up, picked up by Franken near midcourt, 20 to shoot. Franken with the basketball. Franken will put it up, and he gets it to go. Got hit on the arm the way it looked. Gets the shot to go, ties it up at 2-2. Left side pass comes over to Colway. Colway, right side Thomas. Thomas gives it up Ziegler. Ziegler drives in. Ziegler back over to Pearson. Pearson to Thomas. Thomas, three-pointer, top of the key, good. Robbie Thomas with a three-point bucket, and Concordia leads it 5-2. Left side pass to Harkness. Harkness with it on the wing. Harkness to Rendles, and the ball's tipped and taken away by Pearson. Pearson driving in with the right hand, layup good. Jamie Pearson with a two-point bucket, and Concordia scored on each of the first three possessions. Right side pass, it goes over to Franken. Franken dumps it underneath for Sampson. Sampson's bucket is good. Folkerts commits the personal foul. Folkerts whistled for his first, and Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Other dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Austin Biker checks in. And checking out of the contest was Grant Harkness. Sampson misses the free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Eli Ziegler passes down low to Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball on the baseline, works his way into the lane. His shot no good. Sampson able to contest it. Here comes Rendles with the rebound. Nathan Rendles into the front court. Rendles drives in, lays it up with the right hand, spins it off of the glass, good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point bucket. Here comes Concordia with a one-point lead. Pass goes over to Colway. This is Colway looking for the cutter, Ziegler. Ziegler left side, nearly lost it, picks it back up. Comes back to Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson to Folkerts, working on Sampson. Sampson swipes it away, taken by the defenders. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles into the front court, the Boulder, Colorado native. Passes right side, Biker. Biker to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gets it back out front for Franken. Franken drives in, dumps it off for Biker. Biker layup good. Austin Biker with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 8-7. Dort College on a 6-0 run. Robbie Thomas goes right side. Driving in is Colway. Too strong, no good. Two Concordia players collide. Here comes Dort College with the numbers. They drop it off for Sampson. Sampson shot, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Ziegler. It'll be Dort College basketball. Rindles got his hands on it. Sampson went up but was challenged on the play. Franken will check out. Henriksen will check in. O'Donnell checks out of the ballgame. Sumner checks in. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles for the defenders. 8-7 our score. Nathan gets it in. Sumner. Sumner lay in good. Brian Sumner with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 10-7. Into the front court is Jamie Pearson. Pearson directing traffic for the Bulldogs. Guarded there by Henriksen. Baptism by fire tonight for Henriksen on that guard. And we've got an illegal screen called against Concordia. Foul's going to go on Chandler Folkerts, and Folkerts has just picked up his second personal. Tonjes will check into the ballgame now for Concordia. Folkerts will check out. 10-7, Dort College leading by three. Rindles will walk it up. New player in for the defenders as well. You've got Feenstra, so four reserves on the floor for the defenders. Henriksen with the basketball, lobs it down low for Feenstra. Tonjes guarding him. Feenstra trying to turn, cut off, off of the glass, strong, good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 12-7. Pearson into the front court for the Bulldogs. Jamie Pearson to the free throw line. Nothing there. Back over to Thomas. Thomas, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles drops it right side. Sumner. Sumner, Biker. Biker with the basketball. Back to Rindles. Rindles looks top of the key. Finds Henriksen. Henriksen, Sumner, left side. Sumner will drive in. Right hand shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and now we've got a jump ball called. Feenstra got tied up on the play with Kyle Pierce. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Taylor Feenstra had an offensive rebound but was unable to control it and got tied up on the play. Concordia basketball, Pearson. Pearson goes right side over to Thomas. Thomas back to Pearson. Pearson at the free throw line. He hesitates. Jumper whispers it through. Jamie Pearson with four first half points. That ends the run of 10 in a row by the defenders. 12-9 our score. Pass left side goes over to Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles lets fly with a three, and he hit it. Nathan Rindles with 5 points. 15-9, Dort College leads. Teams have not been honoring Nathan Rindles' three-point shooting so far this season, and he's made them pay more often than not. With the basketball out front, they go to Pierce. Pierce, three-pointer, deep right corner is good. Kyle Pierce averaging 2.8 points per ballgame. And he answers with a three-point bucket for Concordia. 14:46 remaining in the first half. Rindles puts up another three, and he hit that one. Nathan Rindles with 8 points. Dort College leads 18-12. Concordia basketball, Pearson. Pearson cut off. They get it back over to Thomas. Well beyond the three-point line. Now Pearson. I beg your pardon. Yes, Pearson. Pearson hits the three. And Jamie Pearson knocks down the triple from well beyond the three-point line. And the Concordia Bulldogs want a timeout to talk things over. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Concordia. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, it appears I'm going to keep it right here. Seem to have lost my connection with the KDCR studios. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. It'll be Dort College basketball, Concordia. Checks Kevin White into the contest. O'Donnell passes high post to Harkness. Harkness on the left elbow after using up his dribble, looking down low, gets it to Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, muscles it up, good. Taylor Feenstra with four first half points. Dort College leads 20-15. White with the basketball. White looking for the pass out front. Still has a man. Now he gets it to Ziegler. Ziegler's going to get a screen from Wagner. Comes back right side, White. White cut off on the baseline. Back to Ziegler, and Ziegler is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Grant Harkness. It's foul number one on Harkness. Team foul number one on the defenders with 13:48 left to play in the first half. Concordia inbounding. This is White. And we've got a hold called on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the hold underneath the basket. And Concordia will inbound the basketball again. White to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is in to Wagner. Wagner feeds it out front to Kyle Pierce. Try to get it into Tonjes. Tonjes shot blocked from behind by Harkness. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College to throw it in. This will be Harkness triggering. O'Donnell will bring the ball up for the defenders. Dort College up by five. O'Donnell out front, picks up his dribble. Casts it to right wing to Harkness. Harkness puts it up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Harkness muscles his way up, and they're going to call him for traveling. So Grant Harkness whistled for the travel after missing the first shot, got the offensive rebound, and then couldn't finish. Got whistled for a travel as he tried to gather himself. Concordia basketball, Dort College leading by five. Bulldogs bring the basketball into the front court. Out front with it is Kevin White. White, left side, Ziegler. Ziegler gives it up, Pierce. Pierce will drive in, layup with the left hand, no good. Rebound tapped by Wagner. Wagner comes down with it, and Wagner with a putback. Max Wagner with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails leads 2017. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Franken. Franken out front, Rindles. Rindles will put up another three. Missed it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Tonjes. Tonjes to Ziegler. Ziegler on the left side, 12:43 and counting, first half. Hand check called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal, his first, team's third. And Concordia will inbound the basketball. Kevin White to throw it in. White on the baseline gets it into Tonjes. Tonjes to Wagner. Wagner to White. White looking down low for Tonjes. Instead comes right side over to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball working against Rindles. Now White. White on the left wing. 15 to shoot. Lost it on the way up. And it looked like it might have gone off of White's leg out of bounds. Instead they say a Dort College player touched it last. It will be Concordia basketball. White to throw it in. White triggering. White looking, and he throws over the top to Wagner. 14 to shoot. Comes to Ziegler. Ziegler, Tonjes. Tonjes turns. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Pierce. Pierce with the offensive rebound. They're looking down low for Wagner. Instead, they go right side back over to White. And now an offensive foul called on Concordia. That's going to go against Wagner. That's his first. 2017, Dort College by three. 12:11 left to play, first half. Four fouls on the Bulldogs, three on the defenders thus far. And Rindles has the basketball. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes over to Beikert. Beikert tries to get around Tonjes, puts up the off-balance shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia, it'll be Dort College basketball. Kyle Pierce picks himself up off of the floor. Pierce has played in five games. This is his sixth game played this season. Into the rotation. They get it into Rindles. Rindles, right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell against Ziegler. They spin it down low for Sampson. Sampson puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bringing the ball up the floor is Kevin White. White into the front court. Ziegler. Ziegler three, no good. Rebound cleared by Rendles. Rendles up the floor, doesn't have the numbers. Doesn't matter. He drives in and fires it into the corner. Nobody's home. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia will throw it in. Henriksen is in. O'Donnell is out. And the Concordia Bulldogs will, Wagner will throw it in to Pearson. Pearson passes back over to Wagner. Wagner to Tonjes. Tonjes, round the horn, they come back over to Ziegler. Ziegler, Wagner, Wagner, shot blocked. Rebound cleared by Concordia, though. This is Ziegler, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken in the corner by Concordia and Micah Colway. Right now, Concordia winning the battle on the offensive glass. And an offensive foul called on Ziegler. Ziegler put his shoulder down, went to the hoop, and got called for a charge. Sumner will check in. Franken will check out. Throwing it in will be Patrick Nabla. On the floor for the defenders, it's Nabla, Rendles, Sampson, Henriksen, and Sumner. Rendles for the basketball. Pearson guarding Rendles. Rendles picks up his dribble, fires it cross court over to Henriksen. Down low it goes, Sampson. Sampson jump hook in the lane, good. Layton with four. Dort College leads 22-17. That ends a little bit of a drought for both teams. We approach the midpoint of the first half. Pearson with the basketball in between the circles. Pearson picks up his dribble, goes to Tonjes. Back to Pearson. Pearson drops it off for Tonjes. Tonjes. He is fouled on the play, though. Brian Sumner is going to be called for a block. So Brian Sumner, late in arriving to draw the charge, gets called for the block. He'll check out with two personal fouls. Wagner checks out of the ballgame for Concordia. Robbie Thomas is back in. Pearson will throw it in for Concordia. Pearson throws over the top, gets it to Thomas. Thomas to Colway, Colway to Ziegler. Original starting five on the floor for the Concordia Bulldogs, minus Folkerts plus Tonjes. For the defenders, they're countering right now. We gave you that lineup moments ago. O'Donnell's back in. Sumner is out right now. 10:21 left to go, first half. Concordia throwing in Pearson. Pearson, deep right side near the three-point circle. They get it into Tonjes, and Tonjes is going to be called for traveling. Tonjes whistled for the travel. It'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Right side pass over to Rendles. Rendles tries to feed it underneath for Sampson, and the ball is deflected, taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball coming back the other way. Pearson. Pearson lost it. Now is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets the basketball back, and they'll inbound near the three-point line again on the right side of the baseline. Tough spot to inbound from. Shooting the three is Pearson. Pearson knocks another one down. Pearson with 10 first-half points, and the Dort College lead is 22-20. 9:40 remaining in the first half. Nabla with the basketball on the wing. Patrick passes into the corner, gives it to Rendles. Rendles fires it for Sampson, lost it, it's down on the floor. Picked up by Sampson. Sampson saves it in right to Ziegler, though Ziegler doesn't have the numbers. He's going to pull up on the right wing. Feeds the trailer, Wagner. Wagner is fouled on the play. Andrew O'Donnell gets called for a block. So O'Donnell whistled for the block. Wagner took it into the lane, and I thought it looked like O'Donnell got to the spot in time. Evidently he did not. And the Concordia Bulldogs will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Pearson. Pearson with 10 first half points. Defenders have not found an answer for him yet. A couple of threes and a couple of twos. Colway gets it in for Folkerts. Folkerts fires it over the rim, too strong, no good. Here comes Dort College leading 22-20. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the left wing picks up his dribble. Concordia looks like they're in a zone. Franken lost his footing. Picked up by Ziegler. Ziegler driving in. And Franken blocks the shot, but he's called for a foul as well. Dalton picks up his first personal foul. Ziegler will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws, where he is 8 for 10 this season. He does not get to the free throw line much. A perimeter player, he does not venture into the lane much to draw fouls. He'll go to the free throw line, though, here to shoot two. Ziegler is a junior from Littleton, Colorado. First free throw on the way is up and good. Ziegler with another one on the way, trying to tie it. 22 all, 9:01 remaining. Second free throw on the way for Ziegler. And this one is up and good as well, so we're knotted at 22 all. Pair of free throws by Ziegler, his first points of the day. O'Donnell with the basketball, half-court trap showed by Concordia. Pass goes left side, Bikert. Bikert back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Franken. They pass high post. They get it underneath to Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Taylor will go to the free throw line to shoot two after Bikert got it at the free throw line. Tossed it underneath. And it will be two free throws on the way for Taylor Feenstra. First free throw is up and through for Taylor. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. That's the first made free throw by Dort College tonight. Second free throw by Taylor, up and good as well. So Feenstra, 59% free throw shooter, knocks them both down. Dort College leads 24-22. Pearson will take it across half court for the Bulldogs. Pass goes to Colway. Colway gives it up out front to Thomas. Thomas back to Pearson. He'll drive left side. Stopped on the baseline. Reverses right wing. Colway, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Biker. He passes ahead to O'Donnell across half court. O'Donnell with the basketball. 2-3 zone put on by Concordia. Henriksen. Henriksen back to Franken. Franken double team. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell splits the gap. Comes back over to Franken. Franken double team. Thomas blocks it. And it's taken away by the Bulldogs. Here comes Concordia. The trailer, Colway. Colway, layup, no good, but a foul on the play called on O'Donnell. And Colway will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. This Concordia team, among the country's best in shot blocks, they have a couple of individuals who are among the nation's leaders in blocks per game. One of those includes Robbie Thomas. He's 17th in the country in blocks per contest. First free throw is up and good for Colway. Colway, a senior, son of assistant women's basketball coach Marty Colway. He makes one of two, and the Dort College defenders lead 24-23. Bikerk with the basketball back to Henriksen. Henriksen on the right side. Dort College struggling against its 2-3 right now. Feenstra on the right side. Taylor back out front, Rindles. Rindles setting the offense. Eight to shoot. Henriksen will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken, no good. Rebound, Bikerk. Bikerk off of the glass, good. Austin Bikerk with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 26-23. Concordia basketball trailing by a triple. Bulldogs setting the offense. Comes over to Thomas. Thomas underneath Folkerts, and Folkerts is fouled on the play. It's going to go on Franken, and that's number two on Franken. And free throws coming now for Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts, 15.4 points per game average. First free throw is up and through. He's got 3 points. First trip to the free throw line for him. He's a 73% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Folkerts drops them both through. Dort College leads 26-25. Right side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen with it in between the circles. Passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner over the basketball, Rindles. Rindles right side to Henriksen. Henriksen to Feenstra. Feenstra. Jumper in the lane, hangs on the rim, and goes through. Taylor Feaster has been playing pretty good basketball the last couple of weeks. 28-25, defenders by three. Ziegler with the basketball back to Thomas. Thomas splits the defense, floater in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound though taken down and put back by Concordia and Thomas. 5 points for Thomas. Dort College leads 28-27, 6:30 remaining. Henriksen with the basketball, bounce pass ahead to Feenstra. It's taken away by Colway. Colway with the steal on the weak side. Help. He'll lob it underneath Folkerts. Folkerts lay in good, and Concordia has the lead, 29-28. 6 points for Folkerts. Henriksen passes left side over to Bikerk. Bikerk to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, right side to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen. Henriksen catches, fires a three, missed it short, no good. Well beyond the three-point line that time. Here comes Concordia over the one-point lead. Folkerts puts it up, blocked. Fight for the basketball, and this time it's Folkerts who saves it in off of Bikerk. Out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC. Henriksen is out of the ballgame. O'Donnell checks in. Rudy Knight checks into the ballgame. Ziegler checks out. 5:47 remaining, first half of play. Concordia basketball leading by a point. Pearson with it out front, guarded by O'Donnell. Pearson, long steps, good. He's got 12. Concordia extends the lead to 31-28. Dort College has to stop the bleeding. They dump it down low to Clayton Sampson. He's the Band-Aid, and Dort College trails 31-30. 6 points for Sampson. Pass left side over to Thomas. Calls for a ball screen. Instead reverses back right side to Knight. Rudy Knight passes back over to Pearson. Pearson picks up his dribble. Lob pass underneath to Thomas. And Thomas steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Concordia will show token pressure. Rudy Knight guarding Rindles. Goes right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Rindles. Rindles bounce pass to Sampson. Sampson's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to Concordia. 31-30 our score. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore. Located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Concordia basketball. On the right side is Thomas. Thomas will drive in, puts it up in traffic, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Who's it going to go on? I think it's going to go on Harkness. Grant Harkness whistled for his second personal foul, and Robbie Thomas will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Thomas able to finish with his left hand that time, and Harkness gets called for the personal. 4:43 remaining in the half, and Concordia has a chance to extend the lead to four. Free throw by Thomas is up and good. So Robbie Thomas converts the three-point play. Concordia with their biggest lead since it was 7-2. O'Donnell with the basketball, still a 2-3 played here by Concordia. Henriksen left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, hesitates, puts it up, shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. North College trying to get to the gaps. You either got to shoot him out of the zone or you got to attack the gaps. And Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul charged to Colway is his second. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. O'Donnell misses the first. He makes the second. The defenders trail by four. 34. I'll try that again. 34-31. Concordia with the lead in the basketball. Rudy Knight with it out front, guarded by O'Donnell. Shot up by Knight, blocked by O'Donnell. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen against Pearson. Layup by Henriksen. Layup good. Alec Henriksen with a 2-point bucket. Dort College retreating defensively now. Pearson with it. Drives it right side over to Folkerts. Folkerts on the wing. Folkerts will drive in. Reverse layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen looking up the floor. Finds Sampson. Sampson in traffic. It's good. Leighton Sampson with 8 points. Credit Henriksen with looking ahead and finding Sampson for the two-point bucket. And the defenders retake the lead 35-34. Driving in right side is Pearson. Pearson layup good. 14 first half points for Pearson. And the defenders lead it, trail it 36-35. Sampson in the lane, passes it outside. Sumner down to the baseline. Now gets it back to Sampson. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called, alternating possession. Should be Dort College basketball. And it is. Feenstra, Rendles, Biker check in for the defenders. O'Donnell, Sumner, Sampson check out. Tonjes is in. Folkerts is out for the Bulldogs. Ziegler is in. Knight is out for Concordia. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Three-pointer by Henriksen, no good. Offensive rebound, Feenstra. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Pass back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Pearson. Under 3 to go in the first half. Pearson will drive in. And Pearson is fouled on the play before the shot. That's going to go on Dort College. And Alec Henriksen, I believe. Henriksen whistled for his first personal foul. And that is team foul number 10 against the defenders. Pearson will shoot two free throws. He's an 81% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. First free throw by Pearson is good. Second one is good as well. Pearson, an 81% free throw shooter, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. And the Bulldogs lead 38-35. Rendles with the basketball. It's been Pearson carrying the load for Concordia with a little bit of help from Robbie Thomas. But mostly Pearson. Pearson now with a steal. Took it away from Feenstra and poked away from behind by Nabla. 2:29 left to play in this half. Pearson now with 16 unofficially. I look up at the board to see if the official scorekeeper is in agreement with me. He is. Pearson goes left side over to Thomas. Thomas guarded there by Bikerk. Down to the baseline, gives it to Tonjes. Tonjes missed it, shot no good, but a foul on the play. Called on the defenders in the post. It's going to go on the defenders and Taylor Feenstra. Taylor's just picked up his first personal foul. Tonjes will shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. That all settles. You'd appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. 2:19 remaining in the first half. Tonjes makes one of two free throws. Makes it 39-35. Concordia back in front by four. Dort College had a five-point run to lead briefly by one. Concordia's answered back with a five-point run of their own. With it is Biker. Biker drops it off for Nabla in the corner. Comes back over to Henriksen. Left side to Rendles. Rendles with it on the left wing. Comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen, Rendles, five to shoot. Rendles will force up a three. It's short, no good. Shot clock was winding down. Pearson, long pass in front to Tonjes. And it's controlled by the defenders after the loose basketball. Here's Rendles. Rendles puts it up, gets it to go, and he's fouled on the play. Nathan Rendles got fouled. A block called on Eli Ziegler. And the defenders trail now 39-37, pending the free throw by Nathan Rendles. It's foul number two on Ziegler. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 11 first half points, and the defenders back to within a point. 1:35 left to go, first half. Concordia basketball, right side to Wagner. I beg your pardon, Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Thomas at the top of the key. Thomas gives it back, right side. Three on the way by Pierce. Rattles out, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Taylor with the basketball gives it up to Rindles. Dort College will walk it across. Rindles goes right side. Still a zone by Concordia. They split the gap. That's Rindles. Rindles tries to got up in the air, lost it, and now Nathan. Nathan Rindles whistled for the personal, his second on the loose ball. And Andrew O'Donnell will check into the ballgame for the final 103. Nathan Rindles will have to check out with a pair of fouls. Free throws on the way for Kyle Pierce. He'll shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Pierce shooting another free throw. And Pierce makes them both. He's 10 for 12 this season. And the Bulldog lead is 41-38, under a minute to go in the first half. O'Donnell with the basketball gives it off to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Concordia still in his zone defense. Here's O'Donnell. O'Donnell drops it off for Bikerk. Bikerk puts it up, and it's blocked by Thomas, and Concordia promptly throws it away. Tongis trying to find Pierce, and he threw it away. It'll be Dort College basketball in front of the Concordia bench. Throwing the ball in is Henriksen. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with, trailing by three, 41-38. Nabla, right side Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gets it back over to Henriksen. He'll fire a three. That one's too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Thomas. Ahead to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Tongis. Tongis lost it, and a foul called on the defenders. And the foul is going to go on Dort College and Leighton Sampson. So Tongis to shoot a pair. One for two is Tongis from the charity stripe. First one is up and good. He's two for three. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Tongis makes one of two. Dort College gets the basketball back, down four. 18 seconds left to go in the half, and the defenders will hold for the final shot of the first half of play. O'Donnell with it, 10. You want to go into the locker room, down four at the worst. Comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen, three from the wing, missed it, no good. 3 seconds left, now two, and the ball tipped out of bounds, and with 7/10 of a second left, it'll be Concordia inbounding length of the floor in front of them, and Alec Henriksen not feeling it from beyond the three-point line so far. Concordia throws it into the backcourt, and that's the end of the half. 42-38 our score. Concordia leading by four at the break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trying to do some multitasking as we get into the halftime rundown. The Dort College defenders trailing Concordia 42-38 at the half. Dort College 16 of 32 from the floor, 2 for 9 on threes, 4 for 6 on free throws. That comes out to 50% from the floor, 22.2% from the three-point line, 66.7% on free throws. For Concordia, 13 for 29 from the floor, 44.8%. 4 for 9 on threes, 44.4%. 12 for 15 on free throws, 80%. Concordia has outshot Dort College at the free throw line, 12 of 15 to 4 of 6. Turnovers, Dort College, a little trouble there. 11 turnovers. Concordia has 8. 7 steals for the Bulldogs. 7, I beg your pardon, 2 for the defenders. Nathan Rendles leads Dort College with 11 points. 8 points for Leighton Sampson and Taylor Feenstra. 4 points for Austin Bykirk. 2 for Dalton Franken. 2 for Alec Henriksen, and Brian Sumner has 2. 1 for Andrew O'Donnell. For the Bulldogs, 16 for Jamie Pearson. 8 for Robbie Thomas. 6 for Chandler Folkerts. 2 for Eli Ziegler. 2 for Nathan Tonjes. 2 for Max Wagner. 5 for Kyle Pierce. And 1 for Micah Colway for their total of 42 points. Austin Bykirk has 4 rebounds for the defenders. Nathan Rendles has 4 as well. Taylor Feenstra with 2. 5 total team rebounds for the defenders. For the Bulldogs, 4 rebounds for Robbie Thomas. 3 for Nathan Tonjes and 2 each for Kyle Pierce and Max Wagner. 2 assists for Robbie Thomas and Micah Colway for the Bulldogs. 2 steals for Jamie Pearson and Eli Ziegler. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. At halftime, Concordia 42, Dort College 38. Let's take another break and we'll be back with more from the Walls Arena on the campus of Concordia University, Seward, Nebraska. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Earlier tonight, the Dort College women's basketball team lost to Concordia 86-54. The defenders were led by Michael Hulst with 12 points, 16 rebounds, 2 assists, and 5 block shots to go along with 1 steal. Kim Cruz had 11 points and 7 rebounds. Cassidy Braidvoet, 8 points and 7 rebounds for the defenders as they fall to 1-5 of the conference, 4-8 overall. Concordia women improved to 3-3 and 5-3. Dort College men trail Concordia 42-38 at halftime. Coming up this weekend on KDCR, Dort College on the road to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan College Tigers. Start time for the women, 2. Men's game at 4. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. That is this Saturday afternoon. Then a little time off as the students take exams and finish up the semester on the Dort College campus next week. And then Dort College wraps up the pre-Christmas portion of their schedule as they host Concordia 1 week from this Friday night. Note the start time there, 5 o'clock for the women and a 7 o'clock start time for the men. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Concordia 42-38 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference duel. We close in on the 9 o'clock hour, so a rare Wednesday night contest in Nebraska. The Dort College defenders trying to salvage a split this evening. Dort College has not gone on the road and won a game of the conference yet this season. 3-0 at home. 0-2 on the road, a couple of tight losses, but when it's all factored out at the end of the year, tight losses or not, you don't get style points, and Dort College looking for their first win of the conference season on the road here this evening. Some other games going on involving conference teams, but no conference games going on. Dakota State currently leads Northwestern in a game played in Sioux Falls, 74-72. I do not know what precipitated those games being played this evening at the Pentagon. And you've got Dakota State, I beg your pardon, got Dakota Wesleyan on the road playing at Valley City. And I asked the defenders about that experience. They lost to Valley City State earlier this season. Dakota Wesleyan with their hands full. Minute left in that one. Dakota Wesleyan leads Valley City 85-84. That was a 52-44 contest at halftime. Valley City State's outscored Dakota Wesleyan 40-33 in the second half of that contest. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And we have everybody back on the floor, so we are just about set for the resumption of play. It'll be Concordia basketball to start the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Pass goes left side to Thomas, and we are underway with the second half of basketball. Now Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. That's Jamie Pearson to Ziegler. Ziegler, Thomas. Thomas sets, fires three, and it hangs on the rim and drops through. Robbie Thomas with 10 points, and the Bulldogs open up their biggest lead of the ballgame, 45-38. Franken goes right side, Rindles. Rindles stops, gives it to Sampson. Sampson blocked on the play by Thomas. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, much to the dismay of the Dort College coaching staff. It will be Concordia basketball up by seven. Dort College needs a stop. Thomas with the basketball, guarded by Harkness, goes right side Pearson. Pearson underneath Folkerts. Folkerts, two-point bucket, good. Folkerts with eight. Dort College trails 47-38. Five unanswered by the Bulldogs here in the second half to start the second break, second half of play. Driving in is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell fouled on the play by Ziegler. Ziegler commits his third personal foul. O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Also made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. First free throw no good by O'Donnell, and for the second time this evening, he makes the second one, and the defenders trail 47-39. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson goes left side to Colway. Colway puts the ball on the floor. Blocked by O'Donnell. Rebound by Rindles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rindles left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell lost it. Crossed it over. Pearson took it away. Now Dort College takes it back. Coming up with it is Harkness to Rindles. Rindles inside. Harkness. Harkness shot no good. And a foul is going to be called instead on Dalton Frank. And so rather than a putback by Sampson, and Dalton Frank is whistled for his third personal foul. And Concordia has an 8-point lead. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson in between the circles out front. Now we've got a foul away from the ball. Micah Colway whistled for his third personal. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back after the foul called on the other end. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken's been quiet offensively. They pass it right side back over to Rindles. Rindles, spin move in the traffic, tries to kick it out, does for Bikerk. Bikerk off the glass, good. Austin Bikerk with 6 points, and the defenders trail 47-41. Steal by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles drives in. Gets it up for Beikirk, and Beikirk loses it out of bounds. 47-41, Dort College down six. Couple of opportunities for the defenders to cut into the six-point lead, and they haven't done so. It's a good sign, I guess, that you're getting opportunities, but you got to capitalize. Pearson passes high post to Folkerts, guarded there by Sampson. Folkerts passes into the corner to Ziegler. Ziegler will go baseline, fires it out into the corner. It's kicked away by the defenders. Kyle Pierce back in the ballgame for Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 17:34 remaining in this contest. That's in regulation. 47-41, Concordia by six. Pearson to throw the ball in for the Bulldogs. Passes it in over the top, finds Pierce. Pierce travels with it. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Pierce shuffled his feet. The junior from Haxton, Colorado, unable to maintain his pivot foot, and here comes Dort College. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles to Franken. Franken gives it off Beikirk. Beikirk back to Franken. Franken, right side Rendles. Rendles with it on the elbow. Back over to Dalton. Dalton jumper, no good. Rebound taken on by Folkerts. Here comes Ziegler. Ziegler gives it up to Pearson. Pearson shot in traffic, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Here comes Dort College in transition. 3-on-2 break. Rendles up the floor, and it's poked away from behind by Folkerts. It'll be Dort College basketball as it goes out of bounds. Throwing it in will be Rendles. Nathan to trigger it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking. Gets it in over the top for Sampson. Sampson hands it back to Rendles at the top of the key. Goes to Sampson. Sampson over the left hand. Layup good. 10 points for Sampson. Dort College back to within four at 47-43. The defenders with five unanswered. Concordia basketball, Pearson. Pearson throws it over the top, intended for Folkerts, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Concordia basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. 7212-722-4472 is their phone number. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Dort College basketball. Right side, Rendles, Rendles, Sumner, Sumner, three-banger, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia up the floor with it on the right side. Driving in, finger roll, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia and Robbie Thomas. Thomas back into the corner, three no good. Long rebound taken down by Folkerts. Folkerts to Pearson. That was Kyle Pierce who missed the three, and now Concordia has the basketball leading by four. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 16 minutes left in regulation. Pearson will dribble it out. Pearson gets a ball screen from Folkerts. Folkerts setting the screen for Pearson. Pearson hangs in the air. He's got 18, and the defenders trail 49-43. First points of the second half for Pearson. Beikirk with the basketball to Franken. Franken working against Pierce. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Folkerts. Outlets to Pearson. Here comes Concordia in transition. Ziegler dumps it off for Pierce. Pierce shot blocked. Rebound tipped and taken away by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Nathan with the basketball. Back over to Franken. Franken to Beikirk. Beikirk drives around the defensive player. Puts it up. Shot no good. But a foul on the play. It's going to go against Chandler Folkerts. So two free throws on the way here for Austin Beikirk. 49-43, Dort College with a chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Beikirk with 6 points off the bench. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Stay tuned at the conclusion of today's contest. Wireless World postgame wrap. We'll cover all of the numbers and postgame interview with Coach Ross Dalma. Beikirk makes the free throw, and the defenders trail at 49-44. Concordia basketball. Dort College with Nabla, Sumner, Henriksen, Feenstra, and O'Donnell on the floor, trying to get a little jolt of energy. Nabla will guard Pearson at midcourt. Goes right side over to Ziegler, looking down low for Tonjes. Goes instead right corner to Thomas. Thomas drives into the lane. Dumps it off for Pierce. Pierce shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Here comes Dort College. Ahead O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen sidesteps the player. Lays it up. Good. Alec Henriksen with two field goals. Dort College trails 49-46. Pearson, double team, gets it away to Thomas. Thomas will drive in and a hand check called on Brian Sumner. Brian Sumner whistled for his third personal. 14:37 remaining. Regulation, Dort College trailing by three. Concordia basketball, Pearson to throw it in. Fresh 30 for Concordia. Into the corner it goes Ziegler, guarded there by Feenstra. We've got mismatches on the floor. Feenstra's on the perimeter. Sumner is guarding the post. Ziegler back over to Pearson. Sumner and Feenstra switch their men. Pass goes underneath Thomas. Thomas layup good. Robbie Thomas with 12 points. Dort College trails 51-46. Dort College basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Henriksen underneath Feenstra. Feenstra, do they bring the double team? They will. Henriksen, open look at a three. Got it. Three-point bucket for Alec Henriksen. Seven for the ballgame. Dort College back to within two. 51-49. Pearson's going to drive in. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Patrick Nabla. That's his first. Team foul number four. I beg your pardon. Team foul number three on the defenders in this half. Free throws on the way for Pearson. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Pearson makes the first free throw. He's got 19 for the ballgame. 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Now 4-for-4. He's got 20. Three shy of his season average. Dort College trails 53-49. With a basketball is Sumner. Sumner, free throw line. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, floater in the lane. Gathers himself. Shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. ...53-49, Dort College down four. Sumner will check out of the ballgame. Rindles checks in. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Jamie Pearson. Pearson across the timeline. Jamie Pearson guarded by Nabla. Pearson picks up his dribble, goes high post to Tonjes. Now Pearson with it, goes right side over to Colway. And tries to pass it underneath, intended for Thomas. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. It was the last deflected by the Bulldogs. Dort College basketball down four. With it right side, Nabla. And we've got a hold called on Concordia. Foul's going to go on the Bulldogs and Nathan Tonjes. Tonjes looked for his first personal. Team foul number four on the Bulldogs in this half. Throwing it in will be Rindles. Rindles gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell fading away from 10, no good. Rebound taken down by Thomas. Thomas with the basketball gives it up to Pearson. Pearson up the floor, has it poked away from behind. Ziegler comes up with it. Thomas, top of the key, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Here comes Rindles. Rindles against Ziegler puts it up. And a blocking foul called on Ziegler. That's his fourth. Austin Biker, Clayton Sampson to check in. I would imagine we're going to see Nabla and Feenstra check out. Dalton Franken also checking into the ballgame. Two free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 11 first half points. He's been scoreless since. First free throw on the way for Rindles, trying to cut into the 4-point lead, is up and through. He's 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. York College trying to cut it down to a two-point ball game. Henriksen and O'Donnell stay on the floor. Franken will check in for Reynolds if he makes this free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 13 for Reynolds. York College 4 for 6 from the free throw line in the second half. And Concordia leads it 53-51. Pass goes over to Knight. Knight gives it up Colway. Colway back to Knight. Knight to Pearson. Pearson with the basketball. Reverses over the top. They get it underneath. Folkerts. Folkerts over the shoulder. Hook shot is good. He's got 10. York College trails 55-51. Austin Biker with the basketball down to the baseline. Gives it up Franken. Franken over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Biker. Biker with the basketball at top of the key. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken at the top of the key. O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low for Sampson. Andrew lost it. Now it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be, I beg your pardon, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Reynolds checks into the ballgame. O'Donnell checks out. And Concordia has the basketball back, trying to build on a four-point lead. 55-51, 12 minutes remaining. Concordia basketball. Pass goes to Folkerts. Folkerts, ball fake, drives in, and he's fouled. Leighton Sampson whistled for his second personal foul. Chandler Folkerts will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Folkerts to shoot two free throws. First free throw is up and through for Folkerts. Folkerts with 11. Another free throw on the way. Feenstra checks in for Sampson. Folkerts free throw is up and good, and Concordia is back in front by 6, 57-51. Folkerts with 12 points. Austin Biker across half court. Hands it back over to Franken. Franken to Reynolds. Reynolds of the basketball. Reynolds in traffic to Bikerk. Bikerk back to Reynolds. Reynolds with it on the left wing. Dort College down 6. They get it inside to Feenstra, and Feenstra is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Folkerts. And Chandler Folkerts has just picked up his fourth personal. Team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs. And Taylor Feenstra to shoot 2. Taylor with 8 first half points. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Taylor. York College trailing 57-52. Concordia has 5 made field goals here in the second half. York College has 4. Free throw by Feenstra, no good. Rebound taken down by Reynolds, though. Reynolds in traffic, puts it up, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra lost it. It's picked up by Concordia. They're now on a jailbreak. Goes over to Pearson. Pearson floats it up. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Colway. And Concordia has the 5-point lead in the basketball. They get it down low. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Concordia Bulldogs, by your pardon, on the Dort College defenders. Justin Dommey, and we are seeing Dommey for the first time. He'll go to the free throw line. And he will shoot 2 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Justin Dommey, 1 for 3 from the free throw line this season, now 2 for 4. Dommey, 5'10", pardon me, 6'10", missed the free throw. He made one, missed one. So the 6'10 reserve makes 1 of 2 for the Bulldogs. He's a junior, and the defenders pick up the dribble. Comes over to Reynolds. Dort College down 6. Reynolds, floater in the lane is good. Nathan Reynolds with a 2-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders have 15 from Reynolds, and the defenders trail 58-54. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Yeah. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 10:50 remaining. Ball game, Concordia 58, Dort College 54. Both teams have scored 16 points in the second half. Next up for the defenders, they will travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doane College Tigers on Saturday. So a rare double dip in Nebraska in the same week. Doesn't happen very often. And the Concordia Bulldogs will have the basketball up four, 10:50 remaining in this ball game. That's in regulation. So Dort College uses a timeout. They've got five remaining. Both teams have used one timeout each. Bringing the basketball up is Pearson. Dort College showing a zone defense. Concordia basketball, Colway. Colway gives it up, Knight. Knight, Colway, Colway, Wagner. Wagner, Dommy. Dommy, bucket, good. He's got three. 60-54, Concordia in front. Pass right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Rendles. Rendles, Feenstra. Feenstra, jumper in the lane, good. Taylor with 11. Dort College trails by four, 60-56. Rudy Knight with the basketball, guarded by Sumner. Pass goes into the corner, Colway. Colway drives in from the right-hand side, throws it down with the left hand. Micah Colway with 3 points. Dort College trailing 62-56. Sumner with the basketball, Franken. Franken, long jumper from 18, no good. Rebound taken down by Rendles, and Rendles is fouled on the play, and Nathan will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Did not see that coming, where Colway threw it down on the baseline, the 6'3 senior. Foul on the play was called on Jamie Pearson, his first. Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up and through. Rendles with 16. Another free throw on the way for Nathan Rendles. This one's up and good as well. 62-58. Rendles with 17. Rudy Knight with the basketball. Beg your pardon, that's Kevin White. Kevin White passes, looking right side, and it's taken away by Sumner. Dort College with a chance to cut into the four-point lead. Brian Sumner with the basketball over to Beikirk. Beikirk on the wing. Now Rendles. Rendles, floater from seven, is good on the left side of the lane. Nathan Rendles with 8 second-half points, 19 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 62-60. Knight with it, left side. Dort College still in that 1-2-2 or that 3-2 zone. White with the basketball, drives in, puts it up. The floater is good. So the two-point bucket for Rudy Knight, 64-60 our score. Rendles with it, feeds Franken. Franken lay-in, good. Dalton with four. Dort College trails 64-62. Back the other way, Knight. Knight, Wagner, Wagner, White. White with the basketball, lost it. It's down on the floor. It's still loose, picked up by Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner passes it off to Rendles. Dort College with a chance to tie it with a two. They pass it over to Franken. Franken, right side, gets around Colway. And a blocking foul called on Colway. Micah Colway whistled for his fourth. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 8:27 remaining in regulation. Free throw on the way by Franken is up and through. Franken now with five. 8:27 left to play in this regulation of this contest. A second free throw on the way for Franken. And this one's up, and we're tied 64 all. So Franken makes them both. He's got six. Pass goes back over to Knight. Knight to Thomas. Thomas, Colway. Colway, Dommy. Dommy back to Knight. Knight plants it on the back iron. No good. Almost fell through. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles, floater in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Dommy. Now it's taken back by Sampson. Sampson, Rendles. Rendles, bucket. Good. Nathan Rendles with 21. The defenders take the lead 66-64. So Sampson picked it up, got it back over to Rendles. Pearson goes to Thomas. Thomas, Colway. Colway, Dommy. Dommy puts it up off the glass. Good. Dommy with five off of the bench, and we're tied 66 all. Timeout on the floor, charge to Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
The first two.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nothing but sixes on the board right now, 66-66, 7:44 left to go. In regulation, it'll be Dort College basketball. Concordia with eight team fouls, Dort College with five. Concordia four timeouts remaining, Dort College with five. On the floor for the Concordia Bulldogs, Tonjes, Pearson, Knight, Colway, and I'm not sure if I mentioned Thomas or not. Nabla, Rendles, Franken, Sumner, and Sampson on the floor for the defenders. Dort College leading 66, tied up 66-66. Dort with the basketball. Will show token pressure. Rendles brings it up. Rendles across half court. Sumner. Sumner on the right elbow. Back to Rendles. Rendles has it blocked by Thomas. Rebound taken away. Here comes Pearson. Now to Knight. Knight lost it. And it was tapped out of bounds by Patrick Nabla. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Thomas blocked the shot. Now Concordia has a chance to regain the lead. 7:27 left to play in regulation. Concordia basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Driving in is Knight, and Knight travels with it. 7:23 remaining in the contest. That's in regulation. Deadlocked right now, 66 all. 7:44 remaining. Pass goes down low. Sampson double-teamed. Hook shot in the lane is good. Leighton Sampson muscles it up, muscles it down. Dort College leads 68-66. Concordia basketball, Pearson. Dort College still in zone. They go to Tonjes. Tonjes, Pearson. Pearson, top of the key, three. Good. 23 for Pearson. Concordia regains the lead, 69-68. Rendles, right side, Sumner. Sumner, Franken, Franken, right side. Franken back over to Besum. Three ball on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla to Rendles. Rendles in between the circles out front. Rendles, Franken, Franken, three, got it. Dalton Franken with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 71-69. 6:25 left to go in regulation. Right side, Ziegler. Left side, Colway on the wing. Top of the key, Pearson. You don't want to leave Pearson. Thomas with it, deep right corner. Comes back to Pearson. Sumner matches up with him. Colway goes high post. Tonjes, Pearson. Pearson, another triple. They didn't leave him, but he knocks it down. Dort College trails 72-71. Pearson now with 26. Rendles goes right side, Sumner. Sumner for the basketball, Franken. Franken rifles it into Nabla. Back over to Sumner. Now Franken. Franken. Nabla. Nabla off of the glass. No good. Rebound tip taken by Rendles. Rendles floats it up off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia playing with a one-point lead. Pearson with the basketball. Pearson goes to Ziegler. Ziegler drives in. Kicks it for Thomas. Four-point lead. No. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Concordia going for the three-point basket, trying to make it a four-point ball game. Sampson and Franken check out. Biker checks in. Nabla checks out. Henriksen and Feenstra also on the floor for the defenders, along with Rendles and Sumner remaining. Rendles of the basketball. Dort College down a point, 72-71. Pass goes right to Sumner. Sumner right back over to Bikerk. Bikerk bounce pass. It goes to Feenstra. Off the glass, good. Trying to buy the call was Colway. They didn't take it. Feenstra now with 13. Defenders lead 73-72. Pass comes back to Pearson. Pearson triple. Good. Good grief. Three threes for Pearson on the last three possessions, I believe. And Concordia leads 75-73. Eichert with back over to Rindles. Rindles, Henriksen. Henriksen to Sumner. Sumner goes to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Here comes Pearson with the basketball. Jamie Pearson with 29. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it's taken back by Concordia and Colway. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be North College basketball. Jamie Pearson, the hot hand here. 13 points. He's gotten them all in about the last 4 or 5 minutes, it seems. He's got three made threes in a row, and Dort College will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor as Dort College gets it across midcourt. 4:22 left to go in regulation. Back with more after this. Dalton Franken checks back into the ballgame for the defenders. So after the timeouts, it's Rindles, Henriksen, Franken, Biker. Biker, that is. And Feenstra. Dort College down to double. Comes over right side over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Goes free throw line. Franken free throw line jumper won't go. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic off the glass. No good, but a foul on the play. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Robbie Thomas whistled for the personal foul. And for Robbie Thomas, that is foul number two. Taylor Feenstra imposing his will underneath the basket that time. First free throw by Taylor, up and down. 14 for Feenstra off of the bench. 75-74, North College down a point. Free throw is up, free throw is good, and Feenstra ties it up at 75. 4:07 remaining in the game. Concordia basketball. Pearson goes right side, Thomas. Thomas back to Pearson. Pearson very nearly has to go into the backcourt for it. Lost it, picks it back up. He's on the left wing. They left him, and an open three. It's good. Six threes for Pearson, four in the second half, and the Bulldogs have pulled away to a three-point advantage, 78-75. Henriksen over to Franken. Franken for the basketball, middle of the floor to Beikirk, and Beikirk's pass is deflected out. Last touch by Ziegler. It will be Concordia basketball. I beg your pardon, Dort College basketball. Didn't mean to give you heart failure. 78-75, Concordia with a three-point lead. Dort College with the basketball, 3:35 remaining. Got to get some defensive stops, and right now Jamie Pearson taking over the game. Goes left side, Franken. Franken gives it up, Feenstra. Feenstra outside, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen, Beikirk. Biker, turnaround off the glass, no good. Rebound deflected out, and a shot clock violation on the defenders. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia playing with the lead and the basketball now. 3:17 remaining. So Dort College unable to get a shot that hit the rim. And Pearson will bring it up. Pearson with four threes in a row for the Bulldogs. Very efficient with his shooting today. Comes to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball back to Pearson. Pearson another three. He's feeling it. Missed it. No good. But the rebound taken away by Colway. Colway to Thomas. Thomas, they dump it down low, intended for Folkerts. Feenstra got his hands on it. And now the defenders come back the other way with the basketball. Franken in traffic. Tries to hand it off, and it's taken away by Concordia. Now Pearson. Pearson dumps it off for Folkerts. Folkerts is fouled on the play by Feenstra. And Feenstra and Folkerts both hit the ground. And Feenstra shaken up on the play. I believe they have called an intentional foul. And we've got a foul called on Feenstra. And Feenstra down on the floor being attended to by the trainers. So Feenster being attended to. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And while he is being attended to, let's take a break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, a good sign for the Dort College defenders that Taylor Feenster walking off the court under his own power, very gingerly, but walking off nonetheless. So that is better than some other potential. Obviously, we don't know the nature of the injury. It appears to be a leg injury, judging by how he was walking off of the floor. And so now they're going to say that it was an intentional foul, or a flagrant foul, so Chandler Folkerts will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Folkerts will shoot a pair, and then Concordia will have the basketball. First free throw by Folkerts, no good. 78-75. Dort College trailing by three, 2:39 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Folkerts. This one's up and good. So Folkerts makes one of two. He has 13 now. And the Bulldogs have a 79-75 lead. And now Concordia will have the basketball out of bounds, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. So a potential 3 or 4 point possession here for the Bulldogs. They throw it into the backcourt, and Ziegler comes up with it. 2:35 remaining. Ziegler guarded by Henriksen. Ziegler on the right side, guarded by Henriksen. They roll it inside for Folkerts. Folkerts with it, backing his way in against Sampson. Puts it up, shot is good. Chandler Folkerts with 9 points in the second half. 15 for the ball game. Defenders trail by six, 81-75. Now it gets tough. 2:10 remaining. Not much room for error on each possession now. Sumner will put up a three. It's partially blocked. And a foul called on the play against Colway on the rebound as he was trying to battle for position with Sampson. And Colway will foul out of the ball game. So Sampson will shoot two free throws when we resume play. Micah Colway will foul out of the ball game with 3 points, and he fouls out at the 2:04 mark. Kyle Pierce checks into the ball game for Concordia. Sampson with a pair of free throws. Free throw by Layton is up. Good. Another one on the way for Layton Sampson. Sampson with 13. 81-76, Dort College down by five, now four. 81-77, Dort College down by four. Layton Sampson narrows it to a four-point ball game. 2:04 remaining. Timeout defenders back with more after this. Last 2:04 could take a while. Concordia has four timeouts left. Dort College has three. Dort College just used one timeout. To a four-point ball game on the floor. Rendell, Sumner, Henriksen, Franken, and Sampson for the Bulldogs. Ziegler, Pearson, Pierce, Thomas, and Folkerts. They get it inbounded to Pearson. Pearson's been a handful here in the second half. Four threes in the second half. Six for the ball game. Concordia leading by four. Pearson with the basketball. They try to bring the double team. Loose basketball, and now a push called on Pearson. And Rendell's got the steal, and he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 81-77, Dort College down four. Free throws on the way for Nathan Rendell's. So Rendell's will shoot two. 1:48 remaining. First one on the way is up and good. Second free throw coming here for Rendell's, trying to make it a two-point ball game, and he does. So Rendell's makes them both. He's got 23, and the defenders trail by two. 1:44 remaining in the ball game. They give it up to Thomas. Thomas in the corner. Pearson with the basketball, working on Rendles. They bring the double team, trying to force Pearson to give it up. Comes back to Thomas, and Thomas is fouled on the play by Sumner. Brian Sumner has just picked up his fourth personal. 1-1 on the way for Robbie Thomas. Thomas, I believe, 0-for-1 from the free throw line today. Free throw is up by Thomas. Off the heel, no good. North College trails by 2 with the basketball. Rendles over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball at the point. Comes back over to Frank, and Frank Rendles. Rendles with the point. Nathan Rendles passes left side over to Dalton Franken. Now Rendles, 15 to shoot. Goes high post. Franken, free throw line jumper, tie ball game. Dalton Franken ties it up, 81 all, 104 remaining in the contest. Left side Ziegler. Ziegler looking down low. Passes out front, Pierce, and Concordia wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 56.4 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This will be a 30-second timeout. Charge to the Bulldogs. Back with more in a moment. Concordia basketball near the hash mark. Extended on the far side. They get it into Pearson. You knew that was going to be the case. 17 to shoot. Left side Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Guarded there by Sumner. Thomas picks up his dribble. Gives it underneath Folkerts. Folkerts working on Sampson. Shot is good. Folkerts in the lane, his two-point basket is good. Concordia takes an 83-81 lead, 42.4 seconds remaining, and Concordia will call another timeout. So Concordia calls the timeout. They've got two remaining. They'll set their defense up. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City. Hall Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 42.4 seconds remaining. Dort College basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Concordia leads 83-81. So a 12-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Concordia called the timeout to set up the defense. Dort College still has three timeouts remaining. Dort College has not led since a 73-72 advantage. They trailed 81-75 when Taylor Feenstra left the ball game with an injury. He has not returned, and I doubt that he will, judging by how he was walking off of the floor. And in fact, he has not made his way to the bench area. Concordia will back off, and they'll play at the half court. They get the ball inbounded to Rendles. Rendles takes it across half court. Nathan with it on the right side. Dort College down to Deuce. They get it into Franken. Franken with the basketball. Left side Sumner. Sumner all the way in, puts it up, shot no good, tap in by Rendles. Brian Sumner drove baseline. Rendles got the tap in, and now a timeout on the floor. 83-83, and the shot clock is off. 29.6 seconds remaining, and Dort College will have to come up with one more defensive stop to send this to overtime. 25 points now for Rendles, 14 in the second half. We have been tied now in the second half at 64-66, 75-81, and 83. So Concordia trying to hand Dort College their third road loss. And they'll have a chance to take the game, potential game winner, at the end of the contest or at the end of regulation. They do not have to shoot before the final buzzer because the shot clock is off. Dort College called this timeout to set up their defense. So both teams have two timeouts remaining. Dort College does not have a foul to give. If Dort College would commit a non-shooting foul, Concordia would go to the free throw line for a 1-1. On the floor for the defenders, it's Henriksen, Franken, Samson Sumner, and Rindles. For Concordia, it's Pearson Pierce, Ziegler Thomas, and Folkerts. Concordia inbounding length of the floor in front of them. Dort College showing three-quarter court defense. Thomas will inbound, and they get it into Pearson. Pearson will walk it up. 27 seconds. Now 25. Takes it across half court. 22. Guarded there by Rindles. 20 seconds left. Pearson still on the right side. 13 seconds. 12. Now 10. Pearson through the legs dribble. Shaking left, moving right, puts up the off-balance shot, no good. Ball is loose, picked up by Rindles. Rindles with it, ahead to Sumner. Sumner half-quarter at the buzzer. It's no good, and we go to overtime. Regulation has ended. Free basketball on the way. 83-83. Back with the overtime session in a moment. To the extra session we go. Concordia basketball. Pearson with it out front, guarded there by Rindles. Pearson picks up his dribble, gets it away to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler driving left side, and he's fouled on the play by Henriksen. Alec whistled for the personal foul. That's his second by my count. Through regulation, Dort College 30 of 64 from the floor, 46.9%. Concordia 28 of 58, 48.3%. Both teams with 39 rebounds. 1-1 on the way for Ziegler is up and through. He's got 3 points, all from the free throw line. Dort College led by Rindles with 25, Feenstra with 16, Sampson with 14. Second free throw not good. And the defenders trail 84-83. Sumner with the basketball back over to Rindles. For Concordia, 32 for Pearson, 17 for Folkerts, 13 for Thomas through regulation. Right side pass goes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball gives to Henriksen. Henriksen nearly turns it over. Down to Sumner. Sumner, Franken, Franken baseline jumper rattles it in. Dalton Franken with 13. Dort College takes their first lead in a long time at 85-84, 4:15 remaining in the extra session. Pass goes left side. Ziegler, they help off him. Now Ziegler has his pass batted back to him. He can dribble if he wants. Doesn't want to, though. He gives to Pierce. Pierce with a lay-in, good. Kyle Pierce with a two-point bucket, 86-85. Dort College down a point. With the basketball, Rindles, left side, Henriksen. Henriksen, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles in the corner. Rindles picks up his dribble, comes back over to Samson. Samson to Franken, now Rindles. 10 to shoot. Now here's Samson in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. And coming away with it was Folkerts. Folkerts over to Pearson. Here comes Concordia with a one-point lead at 86-85. Concordia basketball, Pearson guarded there by Rindles. Comes back right side, Thomas. Thomas with the basketball, Ziegler. Ziegler looking down low. Back over to Thomas for the four-point lead. Missed it long, no good. Rebound tapped out. Pierce came up with it. Pierce back to Pearson to Folkerts. Folkerts for the dunk. 19 for Folkerts. Dort College trails 88-85. Dort College needs an answer now. Henriksen, right side. Doesn't want to pull the trigger. He's got it in between the circles instead. Now back to Rindles, Dort College. Rindles left side, Franken. Franken to Rindles. Rindles left side, Sumner. Sumner shot blocked by Thomas. And a foul called on the rebound against the defenders and Sampson. Sumner's three got blocked by Thomas. Thomas has at least four blocks here in this ballgame, and that might be his fifth. Well, I can just well look at the official numbers. After regulation, Thomas had four blocks, so he's got five now. And Chandler Folkerts will go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1. He was fouled on the rebound. He had a thunderous dunk moments ago. Now he's shooting for a two-possession cushion for the Bulldogs, and he's unable to convert. Nathan Rindles brings it across the timeline. Dort College goes to a set play. Right side it goes to Henriksen. Henriksen, Rindles. Rindles, nothing there. Comes back to Sampson. Sampson working on Thomas. Shot, short arm, no good. And a foul called on the rebound. Foul called on Dort College at number 43, Leighton Sampson. Sampson whistled for his third. With 2:12 left to go in the ballgame, that's in overtime. Robbie Thomas trying to extend to a two-possession ballgame with two free throws here. First free throw by Thomas is good. He's got another one coming, 13 for Thomas, right at his season average. Second free throw on the way for Thomas is up, and this one's good as well. So Thomas rolls that one in. Concordia leads 90-85 in overtime. 2 minutes and 9 seconds left. Rindles across half court. Rindles will fire a quick three, and he hit it. Nathan Rindles with College back to within two. 90-88. Timeout, Dort College. 2:03 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Concordia basketball leading by two, 2:03 remaining. So Dort College gets a three from Nathan Rindles moments ago, and they're back to within a possession at 90-88. Concordia basketball with it out front is Pearson. Pearson goes to Ziegler. Ziegler underneath Folkerts. Folkerts layup, good. Chandler Folkerts with 21. And the Bulldogs lead 92-88. Franken with the basketball goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen right side to Sumner. Sumner in the post to Sampson. Sampson, Henriksen back over to Sumner. Three, got it. Three-point basket for Brian Sumner. Dort College back to within a point, 92-91. Concordia basketball, 1:16 left in regulation. I beg your pardon, in overtime. Left side pass to Pierce. Pierce to Wagner. Wagner fires it back over to Folkerts, and Folkerts is fouled on the play by Sampson. And for Leighton, that is Chandler Folkerts will go to the free throw line to shoot two in the overtime. Concordia leading 92-91. Ryan, you got a pinch on your side. Free throw on the way for Folkerts is up and good. Chandler now with 22. And the Bulldogs lead at 93-91, pending another free throw. This one's up, looks short, and it goes through. 94-91, Dort College down three. Folkerts made them both. And Pearson is called for the personal foul in the backcourt. Jamie Pearson whistled for his third personal. Nathan Rindles can make it a one-point ball game with a couple of free throws here. 28 for Rindles. 1:03 left to go in overtime. Free throw by Rindles is up and through. Rindles. Big free throw here to get it back to one. Bykerk is in. Sampson is out. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. This one's up and good as well. Rindles both got 30. And defenders 94-93. Pearson has it out front, guarded by Rindles. Pass left side, Thomas. 51 seconds left, 18 on the shot clock. Now Pearson. Pearson low. Pearson crossover, puts it up, off balance shot, won't go down, but he's fouled on the play. Pearson will shoot two. Foul called on Rindles is number four on him. So free throws for Jamie Pearson. Pearson is 4 for 4 today from the free throw line. He's shooting a pair. This one's up and good for Pearson. Pearson with 33, his first points of overtime. 95-93. Biker checks out. Sampson checks in. Dort College down 2. Second free throw by Pearson is up, and that one nestles through. He's got 34. Dort College trails 96-93. Rendles up to midcourt. Ziegler guarding him, and Dort College will call a timeout with 36.6 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College down 3 with the basketball in their forward court. When we resume play right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College will be inbounding just to my left in front of the Dort College bench. Dort College used a timeout. On the floor is Rendles, Sumner, Franken, Henriksen, and Sampson. Dort College trails 3. Guarding the inbounds pass will be Pearson. Rendles triggers into Sumner. Now Dort College with the basketball. Rendles setting the offense over to Franken. Franken to Sumner. Sumner, 3-ball from the wing, off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Pearson, and now a foul called in the back. Nathan Rendles. And that's it for Rendles. Rendles will foul out with 30 points and 23.1 seconds remaining. Pearson will shoot 2. Pearson with 34. And if he makes one, it gets tough for the defense because that brings it to a 2-possession ball game minimum. Free throw on the way is up and through for Pearson. Pearson now with 35. 19 of them coming since halftime. 97-93, Concordia leading, 23.1 seconds remaining. Now up 98-93 as Pearson makes them both. He's perfect from the free throw line, 8 for 8. O'Donnell drives in, traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Thomas. Thomas outlets to Ziegler. And Ziegler is fouled on the play by Brian Sumner, and Sumner is lost to fouls with 15 seconds remaining. And Austin Biker will inbound and will check into the ballgame. And Concordia can all but finish it here with 2 free throws by Ziegler. Free throw by Eli Ziegler is up and through. 4 points. And he can make it a 3-possession ball game here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Ziegler. Ziegler with 5. Dort College leads, trails 100-93. Franken in traffic, lays it up with the right hand, good. Franken now with 15, Concordia basketball, and they step on the end line. It'll be Dort College inbounding down 5, 100-95. Well, you need a quick bucket. 5.2 seconds remaining. And O'Donnell will inbound the basketball, and now there might be a question as to how much time is on the clock. Currently 5.7. So Pearson caught the inbounds pass, but evidently he was standing on the end line as he caught it. Remaining. And they'll leave it at 5.2. O'Donnell to inbound. O'Donnell inbound, taken away by Concordia, and Concordia will run out the clock. Pearson lays it up after the buzzer. And that's our final. Concordia 100. Dort College 95. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at scr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's basketball right after this. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College Defenders lose to Concordia in overtime, 100-95, battling back from a six-point deficit late in regulation. They tied at 83-83 to send it to the extra session. Dort College led briefly in overtime at 85-84. Concordia, though, scored four in a row to go up 88-85. And led by as many as five on a couple different occasions, Dort College would get to within one at 94-93. Had a shot to tie it, trailing 96-93. That was off the mark. Concordia makes the free throws at the end and win it by a final of 100-95. Dort College, 34 of 73 from the floor, 46.6%, 6 of 18 on threes, 33.3%. 21 of 26 from the free throw line for 80.8%. For the Bulldogs, 31 of 62 from the floor, 50%, 9 of 20 on threes, 45%, 29 of 37 from the free throw line, 78.4%. Concordia had a 46-41 rebounding edge. Concordia, 20 turnovers. Dort College had 17. The defenders were led tonight by Nathan Rendles with 30 points, 9 for 14 from the floor, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. 16 for Taylor Feenstra, 14 for Leighton Sampson. Dalton Franken had 15. 7 for Alec Henriksen, 5 for Brian Sumner, 6 for Austin Biker, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell. Nathan Rendles had 13 rebounds, so another double-double for Rendles. Feenstra had 5 rebounds before leaving with an injury. Austin Biker had 4 rebounds. Leighton Sampson had 3. 2 assists for Nathan Rendles and Brian Sumner. 2 steals for Nathan Rendles and Brian Sumner as well. Dort College as a team had 8 steals. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they were led tonight by Jamie Pearson, 36 points, 11 of 17 from the field, 6 for 7 from the arc, 8 for 8 on free throws. 23 for Chandler Folkerts, 15 for Robbie Thomas, 7 points for Kyle Pierce off of the bench, 5 for Eli Ziegler. Three points for Micah Colway, 2 for Rudy Knight, 2 for Nathan Tonjes, 2 for Max Wagner. 3 assists for Robbie Thomas, 3 for Jamie Pearson, 4 for Micah Colway. 9 rebounds by Robbie Thomas, 6 for Micah Colway. 3 assists for Jamie Pearson and Robbie Thomas, 4 assists for Micah Colway, 3 steals for Eli Ziegler, 5 block shots by Robbie Thomas. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room, and time for his post-game thoughts and comments. And Coach, battled back, six-point deficit, faced some adversity late in regulation, able to get it to overtime. And I really thought at the end of, at the end of regulation, I thought you might have a little momentum, got an early lead in overtime, but unable to play with the lead for very long in that overtime session.
Yeah, Mike, I thought midway through the first half, defensively, we had a lot of slippage, just didn't defend very hard, didn't execute well. We didn't commit any fouls the first 6 minutes of the game, and then the last 14 minutes we committed 13 and put them at the foul line an awful lot. They ended up shooting 37 free throws tonight, which is way too much, and obviously we got in pretty significant foul trouble as well. A couple areas, turned the ball over a little bit too much, 17. Number of those led to easy baskets going back the other way. Not all turnovers are created equal. And then on the boards, we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds, long offensive rebounds that were 50-50 balls that we just didn't come up with. So we had some good individual performances. We had a group, Mike, that from the middle of the second half to the finish really battled for us. If you remember right, it was Nathan, Alec, Brian, Dalton, and then Taylor until he got hurt, and then Leighton came in. I just thought that group really played well together. And we're still trying to find that consistency together. I felt at halftime, coaching staff, that we were playing hard, but we necessarily were playing on the same page. And we weren't selfish. That's not it. We just weren't together. And I thought that group got together for us. Got some young kids right now who are tired, who are worn down, but we got to work through that. You know, this is a game that obviously was of great importance on the road. Team that very talented. I think players 1 through 7 in the conference, they may be the most talented. But we had our chances, you know, and you got to take advantage of them and you got to get them. And teams that are at the top of the conference figure out ways to win these games. And tonight, you know, while I was really pleased with the effort during stretches, that's just an empty feeling. You know, you gotta get these. Some point in time, this young team's got to get over the hump on these things, and we got to get them, Mike, on the road.
Taylor Feenstra injured, his status. He'll be on the bus ride home. Moving forward, obviously, things will be assessed over the next couple of days.
Yeah, Mike, during the minutes that he played, he was outstanding. And since Thanksgiving, you know, Big Tay has been awfully good for us. He will be evaluated tomorrow. Don't know the severity of it. Very unfortunate injury. He's hurt. He's in some pain.
Moving forward, road trip to Doan on Saturday. We knew that if you didn't get you felt like going into this week, you got to get one of these two on the road, and we knew you don't get this one tonight. Obviously, Saturday, a lot of importance riding on that one.
We got to find a way to regroup. Got to get on the bus again, another long trip, and we got to somehow find a way to do it. Our senior leadership of Nathan and JD been very good. You know, obviously, his comes on the floor a little bit. JD just does some good things behind the scenes, and we just got to grow up in a hurry. You know, it's not a very forgiving conference, you know, on the road, but really believe in these guys. They're a good group. They're high character guys who are easy to coach. They're coachable fellows. They get along well with each other. We got to get on the same collective page and figure out some ways how to squeak out these wins. And I'm confident if we can get over the hump, this young team is going to do some good things and really get on a roll like we had been here with our last four home games. But you're right, Saturday's game is of pretty big significance for us.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and that'll put the finishing touches on this evening's contest. Once again, our final scores, Concordium sweeps Dort College in Seward. 86-54, Concordia over Dort College in women's play. And in overtime, it was Concordia 100, Dort College 95. That's going to do it for a broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball, and that does it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.